You have reached the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. For English, press 1. Para español, oprime el número 2. You've reached the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. If you know your party's 4-digit extension, please dial it now. For information on obtaining a statewide background check, dial extension 4057 during normal business hours or visit our website at www.tbi.tn.gov. For help with items such as firearms transactions, criminal history or diversion information, the sex offender registry, or to reach a TBI hotline number, press 1. For the Criminal Investigation Division, press 2. For the Administrative Services Division, including Human Resources, press 3. For the Crime Laboratory, press 4. For the Drug Investigation Division, press 5. For the Information Systems Division, press 6. If you would like to speak to an operator at any time, press 0.
TBI, how can I help you?
Hi, is Josh Melton available?
I'm not sure who that is. Do you know what department they work in?
It's on your guys' website, Assistant Director Josh Melton.
Are you law enforcement?
No.
Okay, so what do you need with the Assistant Director?
I'm trying to find out how to submit a racketeering case where I have all the evidence, and it's against a corrupt judge and a bunch of corrupt attorneys.
Well, you would have to send that in through either, like, a local law enforcement agency or...
I filed already with Williamson County Sheriff's Office. They said they don't investigate that, though, so I've got a report number here where I've already filed the complaint, but they said I would have to contact you guys afterwards.
They told you that.
I've been told so many different things. I mean, I've been told to talk to the district attorney. I've talked to the district attorney. They told me to talk to Williamson County. I talked to Williamson County. They told me to talk to TV. I've been around the mulberry bush this for years. This is insane. I could not even begin to articulate to you how much I have gone through to try to get somebody to do something about this.
Well, I know that with the TBI, I don't know about everybody else, but we only investigate matters if it's handed over to us by either law enforcement or a district attorney.
Right. I was looking on your website here, and it says that this is original jurisdiction for public officials, so you guys don't have to have that given to you by a district attorney to investigate it. Said absent a district attorney's request, the TBI may exercise its original jurisdiction on a number of issues pursuant to TCA 386102B. Among the areas of which TBI may exercise its jurisdiction include investigate fugitives from justice, offenses involving corruption, ding, 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 or misconduct by public official, ding, 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 employees, or so it just goes on and on, but again, I've been around the mulberry bush on this, and that's why I wanted to talk to somebody higher up, because it's a serious crime. Real estate deed fraud, stole my home worth $900,000 in Brentwood, all by criminal actions of Judge Michael W. Binkley, the wonderfully infamous judge that has been involved in a lot of misconduct, not just my case.
Well, sir, I think the best thing is for you to reach out to our email, because that's the easiest and best way to get in touch with agents.
Right. I just want to talk to somebody that – I want to talk to some real person that's either an investigator or somebody that can tell me, you know, if they're going to do anything about this at all. It's going to – the statute of limitations is going to expire in the next year if nobody does anything about this, and I have evidence of everything, and it's all coming out publicly, but it's not going to come out before the statute of limitations is over, because I'm just one person by myself against 10 corrupt attorneys and a couple of judges. So it's – again, it's all crystal clear. It's not complicated at all. It's just every single thing they did was illegal, and they didn't have jurisdiction to do it.
Okay, so yeah, I would definitely send that through our email, because
I've got 3,500 pages of evidence. I can't, this isn't something that there's time enough for anybody by email. I have to talk to somebody that can understand. I mean, I've been through Mark Schaefer with the FBI, the same guy that arrested Casey Moreland. I spent about a year trying to work with him.
Okay, what?
My name is Jeff Fenton.
How do you spell Fenton?
F as in Frank, E-N-T-O-N.
Okay. What part of Tennessee are you in?
This was Brentwood. I'm not in Tennessee anymore because they took my home and basically ran me out of the state with the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, even though it was unlawful for them to evict me from my home. Everything they did was illegal. It was in the middle of a divorce, and they did a conspiracy with the bankruptcy court, and by the bankruptcy laws, they had to invite me to participate in it because it was my ex-wife that filed bankruptcy. I didn't, and they did it without me even knowing it. And so by the federal rules of bankruptcy procedure, they were required to bring me in because it's my house, it's my property too, and they could not sell it without it being a benefit to the bankruptcy estate. And so instead of hearing it in the bankruptcy court, which was required by federal law because it was original and exclusive jurisdiction, they did it in chancery court, took it away from me on my first hearing, and ran me out of the state, and then did default judgments against me. So, I mean, they took literally everything I ever had.
Okay. Well, I think the best...
And it's all criminal because, like I said, the court... Williamson County didn't even have jurisdiction over the property. They couldn't even hear it. And the bankruptcy was filed 39 days before any divorce action was filed. So there was no reason in the world for all their buddies in bankruptcy court not to have followed the federal rules of bankruptcy procedure and the bankruptcy laws and served me notice. So I was never even given notice. And then they used a fraudulent order protection against me to keep me away from trying to even save my house.
Okay, so what I would do if I was you, I would send us an email about it. You don't have to send in every, you know, thing of evidence that you have, but you can provide your name and your phone number and request for somebody to get in touch with you and see if CBI can get involved. I don't think we can, because from what I have learned and what I've been told is that it's typically a DA's office that grants us jurisdiction, especially with like civilian cases such as your own. So,
the thing is, they used the police to commit multiple felonies and steal my home. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's you know, and again, I've got disabilities. They knew that I could not handle a bunch of legal stuff all at one time. They bombarded me with four separate things, two law firms and state and federal courts simultaneously while keeping me out of the federal courts. It took me a long time just to even understand the whole scam. I went through, like I said, an acting United States trustee for Region 8, which is over Kentucky and Tennessee, had them try to open up a bankruptcy fraud investigation because it was a fraudulent bankruptcy filing. They had my ex-wife do. They didn't put down that I own the house or anything else, but that's also required for the trustee and the attorneys to check all that, and it was on the deeds, and they didn't. Well, they all knew. It's why they went through the chancery court. But everything that they did, literally everything they did was illegal.
Okay. I would also talk to someone in law, like a lawyer, an attorney, talk to your local DA now where you live currently.
Well, I don't have any money for an attorney. They took everything I ever had. I mean, they literally rendered me homeless in the state of Tennessee. While being homeless in the state of Tennessee is a felony that you could go to prison for, they rendered me homeless while my house is worth over $900,000 right now. They forced it to auction to somebody of theirs for $320,000. Everything they did was illegal, literally.
Okay. Well,
it's not okay for me. I have not even been able to pay for my own food for the last 4 years. I'm on food stamps and Medicaid, and I can't even support myself because of the insane stuff they did.
Okay, so are you able to send us an email about it? Because that's the best way you can get in touch with an agent.
Yes, but I need to talk to somebody so that I can explain it to them, because they're not going to understand. They're going to be overwhelmed with complexity, thinking it's real complicated, when really there's a couple real specific things to look at where you can tell everything is illegal. But if they read what the judge writes, I mean, they falsified all the court records. I mean, they made it look like I voluntarily gave away my home, and it's not true at all. And when I tried to tell the Court of Appeals about it, and I told them about the misconduct between Story and Binkley, who have been published together many times, they went ahead and extended the order of protection they had fraudulently put against me by 5 more years just to threaten my life and my safety to shut the hell up and not tell about their misconduct. So that's official oppression. It's still on me. I can't even work because of that. That's insane. Never been arrested in my life.
Transfer you over to an agent. That's why I keep mentioning the email, is because that's basically the only way I can send you over to someone so they can get in contact with you, because there's no one I can transfer you to at the moment. That's just not how it works here.
Uh-huh. I just, with my disabilities, the problem is, if I try to send them an email, I will work on it for a week, and I will have so much stuff that they will be so, and I don't have a week I can take off right now because I'm under some court deadlines and everything else that I have to try to respond to try to save my life. But at the same time, I don't want to wait and have the statute of limitations run out. All of this is going to be public throughout everywhere eventually. It's already had a federal lawsuit filed. It's just, I'm not going to win a federal lawsuit against 10 attorneys, 4 law firms, 5 judges, and the state of Tennessee. So the reality is, even though they're guilty, I'm never going to win that. So the only hope is that somebody does something criminally, or to help protect others, because again, it's all, I mean, I have got, you would not believe how much documentation on misconduct all the way up the chain into the, you know, John Koch, Hivner, the Court of Appeals, everything. I mean, it's, everybody's covered Binkley's butt, and nobody, not one person has obeyed the rules of professional conduct or the rules of judicial conduct. And even the Board of Professional Responsibility, I fought with them for about 3 years, refused to even take a complaint about Virginia Story because they're buddies. And that's illegal. That's Garrett. That's corruption. That's what's on your website that you guys are allowed to investigate without a referral.
I mean, I'm not allowed to get into law or about any of that. That's a DA's thing.
Mm-hmm.
So literally all I can give you is our email, and that's the only way I can, or I can just refer you back to the DA's office, because they're the ones that grant us jurisdiction.
So can you have some detective give me a call?
We don't have detectives here.
You don't have any detectives?
We have agents. And so, they're already busy with other cases. That's why we typically ask the public to email them first and ask for a call, if they can.
Yeah, I just want to explain to somebody that knows what I'm talking about so that they'll understand that this is a priority case, that this is serious corruption, and that they don't have to do a lot of fishing. I have spent years connecting all the dots. I have evidence of every party. It's just, it's already over the 4-year mark, and there's a 5-year statute of limitations on criminal charges for RICO racketeering, and I have everything they need.
Okay. Well, just mention that in your email and put your name and your phone number, and
so there's nobody, there's no, do you have a director or somebody like that I can speak with? Somebody that, I need to talk to somebody that can tell me or can do something, or either that, or who can go on public record and be the name that gets published for the whole world knowing why the state of Tennessee refused to do anything about this, because I'm trying to give everybody an opportunity to do the right thing.
Sir, I transfer phone calls to anything else. If we sent civilian calls to the agents, they would be overwhelmed with all the calls.
Okay, then please send me to a director or a manager. You have directors and managers. I'm pretty sure that a civilian's allowed to talk to you, I hope.
They're extremely busy. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that that's why I'm here, to then figure out where your call needs to go or where your information needs to go.
I understand that, ma'am. I was rendered homeless over 4 years ago from my Brentwood home with a 5-day notice by a judge who was colluding and doing criminal things under color law that were not legal in any way, shape, or form. After I was over the state line, they put default orders against me to destroy every other facet of my life and to even prevent me from being able to work to date over 4.5 years later. Even with COVID and everything else, they let people out of prison throughout our country because of public health risk, but they wouldn't take a fraudulent order protection off of me so I could get a job when I've never been arrested once in my life. This is extremely important.
Sir, what I'm trying to tell you is that the TBI typically does not handle cases like this.
Okay, so somebody in Tennessee should. So I'm trying to find out who does then, because again, I've spoke with the Williamson County Sheriff's Department, I've spoke with the DA. I know it's a crime that under color of law, official oppression is a felony crime. It's also a felony to push me out of the state when I have been legally summoned to participate in court that they've already summons me to participate in. So even for them to force me out of the state of Tennessee and then to hold court without me and give default judgments and not involve me or allow me to participate over the phone like they told me, they have committed like 20 felonies. This is not a matter of, it's inhumane, you know. I mean, to take somebody's home, all their means of supporting themselves, fraudulent orders, everything's fake. And taking somebody's, you know, it's humane on a bunch of different levels. But again, somebody in the state of Tennessee, it's going to be somebody's job somewhere. Somewhere when this is on TV, somebody's going to say, "Oh, I wish you would have told us about that." And I want to talk to that person before that day comes.
The only thing I can do is refer you back to the DA's office.
Okay, so you don't have any director or anything that's available to the public?
That would be me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That
okay.
I am.
What's your name?
I don't give out my name, sir.
Okay. Can I talk to somebody that will give out their name and be accountable for what they say, and that what they say will actually be legal and lawful, please?
Sir, I've tried to help you out. I want to give you our email. We do not have jurisdiction.
You have jurisdiction. It says right on your website you have original jurisdiction over public corruption involving corruption or misconduct of public officials. It's right there on your criminal investigation division.html.
Davidson County DA for that. I cannot say anything about law or legal matters.
I'm not asking you to say anything about law or legal matters. I'm trying to get you to connect me with a detective that I can file a criminal complaint about.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't file charges here. We don't do that. That does not go in our jurisdiction. We do human trafficking. We do missing children, silver alerts, amber alerts. We do not do this private public matter.
No, this says offenses involving corruption or misconduct by public officials.
You would report that to your local law enforcement or your DA. That is the only two options.
Right. On this one, it says, absent a district attorney's request, the TBI...
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. We're holding up the line. I have other people trying to give me information and try to be transferred to other places.
So there's not a detective or an officer I can speak with anywhere in the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
We do not do that here.
Apparently. Okay. Well, thank you, and you have a wonderful day.